This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Since late February, tree sitters have been perched in two trees atop Peters Mountain in Monroe County. They are so remote, few have seen or heard directly from the protesters, but still there's plenty of people noticing. Nancy Andrews reports.
Peters Mountain is tall. It's more than 4,000 feet at its highest. The Appalachian Trail runs along the ridge. And it also separates Virginia from West Virginia. It takes 4 hours to hike to the top. So it's not easy to get noticed just sitting up in a tree up on this mountain. But the word of the pipeline protesters has made it down into the valleys below. I went to lunch at the Greenville Senior Center. It's a community gathering spot for those of any age. Retired farmer Otis Pence had heard about it.
Somebody's up there sitting in the tree. I'm glad it's them instead of me.
Across the room, Petrie Brown, who was sharing a table with Judy Van Eck. They were eating meatloaf, mashed potatoes, pineapple chunks.
I read about them yesterday. They're doing this to delay the cutting of the trees for the pipeline. They'll do anything they can to slow it down, hopefully stop it. That may not happen, so we'd love to have it slowed down forever.
I have heard about them, yes. I can picture it in my mind, people sitting in trees with signs. Something about protecting the trees and the water and our land. They're very brave, and I hope they keep at it. I hope they accomplish something.
Farmer Mari Johnson, he's actually made the trek up the mountain. He noticed some activity, but it was really a press release that confirmed his findings.
There's people living in trees in Peters Mountain. What I can gather, they're from several different states, and they're intending to set in the trees to keep Mountain Valley Pipeline from building a pipeline across the Appalachian Trail and through the forest.
Johnson knows this mountain.
There's some very dedicated and extremely well-fit people to do what they're doing. And it's steep. It's not just as, it's not just as high, it's just extremely steep.
Down the mountain, two brothers, ages 12 and 9, Cole and Ivan Reese, they have noticed some lights in the trees at night.
I usually see about two or three lights. Sometimes they're brighter or dimmer. Yeah, on Peters Mountain.
That flat place, and then you have another hump.
Yeah, flat place, I see it.
There is a big valley, and then you're going to go up the mountain, and it's about another two humps. And right down there, about 50 feet, it's right there.
Sitting about 30 feet up in the trees, that puts the people about eye level with the Appalachian Trail, just a few hundred feet away. And everyone describes the mountain as cold and windy. For Ivan,
I wouldn't be sleeping up there in that little shack with like 45 mile an hour winds. Not in a tree.
I wouldn't. Scary for me.
Now back at the senior center, Otis Pence agrees with them.
I'd say it's not very warm up there right now. It's not even comfortable outdoors. Up there, it's what, 10, 15 degrees colder? Maybe snowing? It roars. I hope they got something up there to keep them halfway warm. That mountain howls up there. You hear the wind just roaring up there on top of that mountain. They have to be dedicated to sit there.
It's not exactly known who or how many people are in the trees. Two trees have these wooden platforms suspended by ropes and covered by plastic. They creak in the wind. They've got these 5-gallon buckets and some bottles dangling on the sides. There's signs made of sheets and they're hang like sails, calling for water protection, stopping MVP, and quote, no fracked gas pipelines. There's a notice from the MVP taped to the trunk of one tree. It claims the right for them to cut trees, build the pipeline, and notifies the sitters that court papers have been filed. Two people are named on the tree notice, so are John Doe's 1 through 5. Only a lone attorney actually showed up in Monroe County Court this week for a hearing. Mountain Valley's 42-inch diameter pipeline was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, in October. The route starts in northern West Virginia and travels about 303 miles to connect with the Transcontinental Pipeline in Virginia. FERC has issued what's known as a tolling order, And that allows for the pipeline construction to continue, even though there are multiple lawsuits and appeals questioning the legality, the construction practices, and even the purpose of the pipeline. Meanwhile, in Monroe County, trees are being cut, creating a 125-foot-wide path up the mountain, stopping just short of the tree sitters. And Otis Pence, who describes himself as neutral, says the pipeline's got to go somewhere, but he still thinks about the tree sitters.
If we need it, we need it. If we don't need it, we don't need it. And I don't know whether we do or whether we don't. If it's coming across my property, I wouldn't fight it. But I doubt if I would ask them to come across my property either if I had a choice. But the tree sitters, I can understand them. If I was completely against something, I could go up there and sit with them. Well, not now. I can't get up a tree. I mean, I can relate to them of what they're doing. And, of course, I'm sure they got somebody taking them food. But if they were up there and didn't want to come down, I would take them food.
For now, there's snow on the ground, and protesters have recently posted videos on the Appalachians Against Pipelines Facebook page. An injunction against the tree sitters is expected once Mountain Valley files some additional documents with the court. The Forest Service has issued a closure notice that prohibits access to certain forest roads and areas, specifically prohibiting anyone from coming within 200 feet of the center of the pipeline route. Fines can reach $10,000 and include jail time. When asked about the tree sit, pipeline spokesperson Natalie Cox of Equitable Gas said MVP remains on track for its targeted in-service date of late 2018. Back in Greenville, Pence, who describes himself as living spitting distance from the route, looks at it this way.
Gang of people through here are against the pipeline, and no matter what they do, those tree sitters don't even own any property that they're coming across. They're there because they're against that kind of environmental thing. It's a big environmental thing. It's going through here. It's not going to help our. It's not going to help me any. But it might help somebody else to get a little heat, might. But it's an awful big pipeline.
The tree sitters declined to be interviewed for this story, but I was able to confirm at least some of them are from the region. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Nancy Andrews in Monroe County, West Virginia.
Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week is Daly and Vincent's More Than a Name on the Wall. Larry Gross calls it one of the most patriotic songs ever performed on Mountain Stage.
If we have any veterans in the audience, would y'all please stand? We want to say thank you to you for your service. Would you do that? Let them hear you. This is the song that we sing. It's been with us from the very front, and we hope some of you might remember this because they're more than just a name on a wall.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to in her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. She took out pen and paper as to trace her memory. She looked up to heaven and the words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. You know I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. Day.
and he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me.
That was Daly and Vincent's More Than a Name on the Wall. You can hear the entire set from Daly and Vincent on this week's Mountain Stage, Saturday evening at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. While it's not clear just how far the ripples of the 2018 teacher strike will go, there's no doubt that the event was historic. There were three unions that unified for the cause: the American Federation of Teachers, the West Virginia School Service Personnel, and the West Virginia Education Association. Inside Appalachia's host Jessica Lilly sat down with Education Association President Dale Lee the day that school employees went back to work. Here's a preview of that episode.
I can't tell you the emotion that was going through when the governor signed the bill and handed it to me, because I'm proud of my heritage. You know, my dad was a teacher. He walked out in 1979. I walked the picket line as a third-year teacher in 1990, and my daughter walked the picket line in 2018. So to know that here were three generations of us fighting the same battle over pay and benefits and getting respect back. I hope that someday in the future, if my daughter's children were to become teachers, that they don't have the same battle.
Are they happy with the 5%? And do you think that they might ask for more later moving forward?
I think Governor Justice said that after his discussion in the town hall meetings, he thought, I wasn't thinking about this right. Instead of funding education, we needed to make an investment in education. And he's exactly right. If you want economic development, economic growth in West Virginia, you have to have a high-quality education system, the best. And you can't do that when you have 700-plus positions without a certified teacher in them. So this is step one of the investment. Now, if you're investing for your long-term future, you don't make an initial deposit and then wait for years and years and years and never put any more money in, because you're not going to build a future. This way, you make the initial investment now, and you keep investing in our education system and in our children, and you will see economic growth.
Where do you think these cuts should come from?
So I think it should have come from the governor's increase in revenue estimate. But with that being said, taking $10 million from Medicaid, and there are those who will say, oh, you're taking from the poor that need to Medicaid. We have a $175 million surplus in Medicaid. This is not going to cause any West Virginian to have any break in service, any cut in service, anything else. And I'm very proud of that, because we wouldn't accept any deal. We wouldn't let anything go through that was going to hurt West Virginians. This is going to benefit all West Virginians, because it's going to benefit our children.
While the rest of the country is watching, Lee says there is a takeaway for people in other states.
But what I believe this strike has done, has shown the importance of standing together and uniting, because that's what we did. We united. Now, it's also will show that if you stand your ground, right will prevail, and that's what we saw. What I hope this also does is show those other states that you stand united, stand firm, but I hope it shows governors and legislators of these other states that people will unite and will stand up, and it's time to give them pay them their due diligence before it gets to the point where you have to have a strike.
That was West Virginia Education Association President Dale Lee speaking with Inside Appalachia's host Jessica Lilly about the latest teacher strike. You can listen to this interview and more about what this strike could tell us about politics on the next episode. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling, and we're online at wvpublic.org. There's a chance of flurries this morning in the Potomac Highlands, partly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the 30s and 40s. It's 8 o'clock.